Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve and normally every Friday I would post an episode basically just talking about becoming the best version of yourself and talking about self-love, mental health, physical health, anything that you would need to kind of level up yourself and level up your life. However, I decided to do this little series this January where I upload an episode every single day for the month of January. So since January 1st until January 31st, I will be uploading an episode every single day, basically just talking about different topics and having different conversations with you guys about ways that you level yourself up, ways that you can heal, ways that you can love yourself more, ways that you can kind of just grow as an individual and start living your best life. So many of you have been so supportive of this journey, which I want to say thank you so much for. If you don't already, make sure you follow all of my socials. They're linked in the description below. I'm mostly active on TikTok and on Instagram at For You From Eve. Everything is pretty much at For You From Eve. I have my Hubi linked in the description, which has everything in it. My Pinterest, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, anything that you need from me is linked down there. I love talking to you guys on my Instagram, so definitely make sure you guys follow me there. I love going through your DMs and seeing what topics you guys want me to talk about, because a lot of the time you guys do request topics that you want to hear about, and I do go through my DMs a lot to kind of see what it is that you want to hear. So definitely make sure that you guys follow me on my TikTok. So make sure that you guys do follow me on my Instagram so that you can kind of give some advice that you want to hear or ask me questions. I leave everything anonymous and I kind of just take those things into consideration and I throw them into my episodes, or I will do a full Q&A where I kind of dive into the DMs and answer things that you guys want me to talk about. It's so nice to know that other people can resonate with you in situations, so that's why I like to share my advice for it. I always say I'm not a professional with any of this advice. This is truly just like being on FaceTime with your best friend and really just hearing advice from someone who's either gone through something similar, or I've experienced people that have gone through similar things, or just from the podcasts I've listened to or the books I've read or the shows I've watched. That's where I get my advice from. But I'm so excited you decided to click onto today's episode. As you could tell from the title, why are you so unhappy? It's such a broad, general question, and I feel like there's so much to be kind of dug deeper into. And what I kind of meant when I had asked the question of why are you so unhappy, I kind of mean it in a way of how come you let things get to you so easily? How come you're not happy all the time? And being happy all the time is not realistic. It's not even what we're aiming for. You know, we want to be happy majority of the time, not all of the time, because that is just not realistic. So I kind of want to go through some reasons as to why you maybe can't explore that happiness, go through reasons as to why maybe you're not experiencing that happiness as much as you would like to, or as much as you see the people around you experiencing it, and how you can kind of start to feel happier in your life, and how you can kind of start to forget about all those things that make you unhappy and really just start wrapping yourself into the things that bring you joy, whether they're small things, big things, people, places, no matter what it is, and really just stop being unhappy. And I just feel like this is such an important topic, especially nowadays. I think that we're very kind of oversaturated and overstimulated with all the social media content, and I feel like a lot of mental health is being spoken about, which is a really good thing that it's being spoken about and that it's being talked about and that people are being able to kind of recognize what they're feeling and not feel like they're crazy or feel like they're alone in something. And I feel like that is the bright side and the silver lining of social media oversaturating the mental health field. But I also think that there could be a negative, just like there's a negative in everything, there could be a negative of romanticizing unhappiness, romanticizing anxiety, romanticizing depression, romanticizing heartbreak. I think that there has been a little bit of that kind of situation going on, which is what I really want to talk about today, because, and I do think that's become a thing where people who maybe feel a little bit of sadness are, I'm depressed. And it's like feeling a little bit sad over something or feeling a little bit sad for a week does not correlate to depression and is not comparable. And so this kind of episode is mostly just for the people who feel unhappy most of the day and why they might feel unhappy and how to kind of fix that. So the first thing that I kind of wrote down when it comes to why are you so unhappy is you are thinking way too much and you are thinking about things that are not even in your control. When you overthink situations and you constantly think about the same person, the same situation, the same conversation, the same rejection, the same the same failure, you are not even allowing yourself to get over it. You are not allowing your mind and your heart to heal from it because you think about it 24/7. And I feel like we don't really realize how often we think about people that have hurt us or situations that have hurt us or jobs that have rejected us or people who have left us. It's okay to think of them here and there. It's okay to be reminded of your ex when you drive past their favorite restaurant. It's okay to be reminded of an old friend when a song you guys used to sing together comes on. It's okay to think about the job that rejected you when you see their sponsorship on social media. It's okay to think of the class that failed you when you see the class subject, you know, on a text somewhere. It's okay to be reminded of things that have upset you. It's okay to think about the things that have hurt you. You don't want to ignore it. You don't want to act like you don't feel upset over something, or you don't want to act like something didn't affect you. But when you think about it too much, you let it take over your day. And when you let it take over your day, you let it take over your mood. And when you let it take over your mood, it is slowly changing who you are as a person, whether you see it or not, because you are now going to be known as a miserable person, as a negative person, as a sad person, and no one wants to be looked at or seen that way. So you need to stop thinking too much about the things that have hurt you, or else you will never move on from them. And on top of that, you need to stop overthinking situations so much where you're creating scenarios that have never even happened. And I'm so guilty of this, where I overthink. If someone gives me dry energy, I have a million reasons as to why they might have done that. I'm constantly overthinking and thinking way too much about a situation that I can't even control, because at the end of the day, you can't crawl into someone's brain and see what they're thinking about you or see how they feel about you, right? You have to really just base it off of what they say about you, what they say to you, and how they treat you. And that is kind of how you think about things. But you need to stop overthinking every situation, and you need to stop thinking so much about the people or things that have hurt you, or you are just taking up space in your heart, you are taking up space in your mind. And when you're taking up that space with things from the past, you are not allowing yourself to move forward. You are not allowing for good and better things to be in your mind or to be in your heart, because all of that space is being taken up from the things that have hurt you in the past that you cannot let go of. The next thing is, you are not making any changes in your life, okay? Change requires change. You cannot expect a different outcome. You cannot expect a different life. You cannot expect different results if you are doing these same exact habits every single day. You are doing the same things every single day, and you are expecting different results, and you are expecting change in your life. You're being lazy, and you're caring more about being comfortable than changing. You're caring more about comfort and constant than change. And that is where things need to change. You need to stop staying in this little bubble, staying in this comfort zone where you're safe and you're secure. And you need to be okay with branching out and making changes, whether it's a micro shift, whether it's a big change in your life, like moving into a new apartment, or simply just adding a new workout into your life. No matter what that change is, you need to start making those changes, because those are the things that are going to make you grow. For example, I've been working out for years. I played sports all of middle school, all of elementary school, all of high school. I've always played sports. I didn't work out for like 2 years after high school when I was starting college. And then I started to get into working out. I started off by walking. Then I, you know, built the bravery to start going to the gym. I started with working out with like my friends and my cousins, because that's just what helped me with my social gym anxiety. Then I started to work out alone. I started off with like lifting heavy weights and doing all of that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to try cycling. I tried cycling. I didn't like it. Then I'm like, I'm going to try yoga. Tried yoga. Didn't like it. So those were two things that made me step out of my comfort zone that I did not like and that I was not a fan of. And then I was like, I'm going to try Pilates. Tried Pilates. Loved it. And it is now a part of my routine. Once a week or a few times a week, a few times a month, I will be going to Pilates. And that was something where I had to step out of my comfort zone. I had to kind of make that change and be like, you know what? This is something new I'm gonna do. I'm gonna step out of my bubble of what I'm used to, and I'm going to make this change. And now look, it's added a positive impact into my life. It is making me move my body in ways I've never moved it before, etc. So you need to be okay with making changes, whether it's a small change, like I just said about changing my workout, or it's a big change, like moving to another country, studying abroad, moving out of your family's home, starting anew, going on a date with someone, whatever it is. You need to be okay with stepping out of that comfort zone, because that is when you learn about who you are as a person. The next thing is that you are letting other people or your love life or a potential partner depict your self-worth. You are allowing how much energy someone else gives you point out how much energy you should be giving yourself. You are letting someone else's name on your phone depict your mood for the day. You are letting how someone else feels about you change the way you feel about yourself. And you are allowing the way that this person treats you, you are allowing the state of your love life, the state of your relationships, depict who you are. And it's like, you have to be your own before you are somebody else's, okay? Until you are your own, you cannot belong to somebody else. You have to belong to yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to be okay with yourself. And after that, that is when you can kind of let somebody else in to learn those parts of you. They do not make you. They do not create you. You were already made. You were already created. You were already loved. They're just adding to that. They're just growing that. They're not diminishing it, okay? And so you need to be with someone that makes you grow, that makes you want to grow, that makes you want to change in good ways. You don't want to be with someone, or you don't want to start getting to know someone where you feel as though they are kind of shedding away your energy or diminishing who you are, because then you're not with the right person. And if somebody makes you feel like you're not worthy, if somebody makes you feel not good enough or anything like that, and you're allowing this person to kind of diminish your self-worth and your self-value, you are not with someone that you should want to be with anyways. So you need to stop allowing the attention that someone is giving you and the energy and effort someone's giving you to change how you feel about yourself. And we do this all the time. And this is why a lot of us are so unhappy. We will be in the worst, most miserable mood. And then we will get a text from that one person that we thought was ghosting us. They're like, hey, how are you doing? All of a sudden our mood has changed. All of a sudden we want to go hang out with our friends. All of a sudden we're in a good mood again, and we're walking around our house being happy to our parents again and being sweet to everybody. And that is a problem. And it's normal because a lot of us do it, but it's also not normal because that's not okay. Your life should be fulfilled with other things besides that one person, besides a potential partner. And I understand that someone else can make you feel whole. I understand someone else can make you feel happy, but it can't be all that you rely on. It can be an addition, but it can't be something that you feel when it's lost. The next thing is that you are spending your time with people who are not good for you. And I've been in this situation before where I've spent energy, time, effort around people who I knew really weren't good for me, who I knew weren't supporting me, who I knew really didn't care about my success, care about my hard work, care about who I kind of was as a person. And I didn't feel like they had shed a positive light on my life. And I think that it takes a lot to kind of recognize who in your life doesn't have your best intentions at heart. But for you to have the courage and the bravery to start distancing yourself from someone like that is not easy. And I've noticed that it's not easy because I've had people in my life where they've been in my life for years. And I'm like, wait, they don't really have my best intentions when it comes with this. And I've learned to distance myself. And that is not a bad thing. It is not bad to put yourself first and to recognize who is for you and who isn't for you. And I understand that it could be a painful process. I understand that it could be an exhausting process. I understand that it could be just an aggravating, frustrating process. But at the end of the day, you need to be selfish in those situations, and you need to distance yourself from people that you don't think have your best intentions at heart. My next thing is that you are caring more about what you want than what you need. You need to stop thinking that you know better than what is meant for you. You do not know better, okay? You might think you want something right now, but it is not what you need, and it is not what you're going to want in a few years. If you look back at who you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and you think of what you wanted 5 or 10 years ago, would you be happy if that was all you had right now? If the person that you wanted to be with 10 years ago or 5 years ago was your current partner, I think majority of you would say that is horrible. 5 years ago, I was like 18 or something. And if you told me, like, I think a lot of you would feel the same way. Like, a lot of you would be like, oh, I'm so happy. Or 5 years ago, if you told me the job I thought I wanted was my job right now, I would be miserable. And I can say that with confidence because 5 years ago, I was like, I want to work at this company and I want to do this position. And I wouldn't trade what I do right now for the world. So you need to stop caring more about what you want and start thinking that what you need is going to be placed in front of you. You never have to chase what God is sending. You just have to work hard and show up every single day, and what is meant for you will come to you. And when you remind yourself every single day, if it's meant to be, it will be. What's meant to be mine will come find me. You remind yourself of that every day, you will feel peace. You will feel joy. You will feel calmness. You will feel like, okay, like you'll feel okay. You won't feel anxious. You won't feel stressed. You'll know that what is meant for you is going to find you. As long as you're taking those everyday consistent steps and you're being consistent with your habits, then what is meant for you will find its way to you, but you just have to put in the work and the dreams will start chasing you. And you need to stop thinking that just because you want this person now, this person, this guy, this girl, whatever now, that you're that they're good for you. You might be good for them. I think this is a common misconception we have, is that when we're really good for someone, let's say we meet this guy and he's a little bit emotionally unavailable, a little bit troubled, a little bit unhealed, whatever it is, we're like, well, I would be so good for him. I'd be such a good woman for him. I would help him grow. I would help him be successful. I would help him stay on top of his habits. I would help him with this. I would help him with that. What would he do for you? What would he do for you? The room goes silent because you know that you're going to give him 100 things that's good for him. And what is he giving you in return? Maybe 5 things. If that, maybe, I don't know. The room goes silent when you flip the question. And the other day, actually, I had someone tell me, I want you with him because you would be so good for him. And I said, would he be good for me? Would he be good for me? I'd be great for him. I would make him so successful. I would help him grow. I'd be so supportive. I'd be so loving. I'd be so caring. I'd ride or die for him. What would he do for me? Would he do the same for me? Would he add value to my life? You need to switch that narrative. Stop thinking about the people that you want. And this is a reason we get so attached to people and that we remain unhappy, is because we have this idea of them that we could create. This isn't build a bear, okay? This isn't build a man, build a boyfriend. No, no, no. This is who is in front of you. This is who they are. They've shown you who they are. Believe them the first time and move on, okay? And stop thinking that you can change everyone and fix anyone, because in that process, you are making yourself unhappy. You are taking energy, time, and effort that you could be working on yourself, and instead you're working on someone else. Put that energy towards yourself, and an already built great man will be doing that for himself as well, and you guys will meet. And that is how you need to see things. That is what you need, and it's not going to be what you want, because right now you just want it fast. You want it now. America and just the world in general, our society right now, is built on quick fixes. It's built on, you have acne, here's birth control. You want to lose weight, here's Ozempic. Like, that is what our society is now. It's quick fixes. It's not habits. It's not journeys. It's just destinations. And we need to stop trying to think, and we need to stop thinking that we grow through the destination. You grow through the journey. You grow through the ups and the downs. You grow through failure. You will not grow unless you fail and you have to get back up. And it is not failure unless you don't get back up. If you get back up, you have not failed yet. So you need to stop having this persona and stop caring about, this is what I want and I want it right now. No, you will get what you need. And if you think about what you want and the fact that you don't have it every single day, you will remain unhappy. The next thing is, remind yourself every day what you're grateful for, okay? I understand that you know you're grateful for the roof over your head, for clean running water, for food on your plate, for the people's health around you, but you forget. And I think reminding yourself of it every day is not a bad thing to do if you feel yourself being constantly unhappy. So remind yourself every single day, I'm thankful for this, I'm grateful for this, because there are people out there praying for the opportunities in front of you. And I know that that's something that we know. I think we know that we are grateful and we are thankful that we can listen to this podcast and we can live this life and we don't really have the same worries as other people in this world. Everyone has their own issues. Everyone has their own problems, no matter how small they might be compared to other people. We all suffer with something. So just remind yourself what you're grateful for and don't forget that. And the last thing, you are making happiness an accomplishment rather than a state of being. You continuously tell yourself, I'll be happy if this happens, and I'll be happy with this amount of money in my bank account. I'll be happy if this person reaches out to me. We always make happiness our destination, and we make it, I want to be happy when this happens. Why can't you feel that way now? Why can't you be happy now? Why can't you be happy with what's in front of you and the opportunities you have in front of you instead of waiting? We are constantly waiting. We're in waiting seasons all the time because we're always waiting for things to get better. If you were given $1 million tomorrow, you think you'd be happy with that and you'd move on with your life? Absolutely not. You're gonna say, I'll be happy if I have 2 million. I'll be happy if I have 10 million. It constantly goes. You need to just decide that you are in a state of being of happiness. It is okay to feel upset. It's okay to get anxious. It's okay to get angry. It's okay to get sad about silly things, but you need to make the decision. I am a happy person. I am in a state of being of happiness. Happiness is not an accomplishment. It's not a goal for me. I am happy. Okay, stop telling yourself, I'll be happy if this happens or if that happens. Decide to be happy now. What's meant to happen will happen for you. If it's meant to, if it's what you need, not what you want, things will continuously grow for you, but you need to make the decision, I am happy. And once you make the decision that you're happy, and once you make the decision that you are in a state of being of happiness, things will change for you and you will not have that constant gloomy cloud over your head, okay? So I hope this episode helped you guys out with kind of getting a better understanding of why you might be feeling that way. And I understand we have days, we have weeks, we have months of just feeling that little dark cloud over our head, but you need to be in the now. Sometimes we're so caught up in the future that we forget where we're standing, and we're so up in our heads and up in the clouds that we forget where our feet are landed. So just remind yourself of where you are now, what's around you now, the opportunities now, the people now, because that will all change and it could all change tomorrow. So just be grateful for what's in front of you right now, and I promise things will change for you. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Hope it helped you. Hope you're enjoying this series. Make sure you follow all my socials linked in the description. Make sure you check out all my promo codes for all the companies I work with down below. I only work with companies I love, so I definitely want you guys to get a good sneak peek at them. Thank you so much for your constant love and support, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.